views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. OMG. Am I glad to be back? I'm so glad to be back with you. Things are going on. Have you noticed? Remember, I don't know, a month, 2 months ago, I said hold on to your hats because the work's changing, life's changing, there's a big shift coming. I don't know about you, but most of my life in the last 3 weeks has been focused on maintaining balance. And what this looks like in most of our lives is things falling out, agreements not being kept, people not coming through, a lot of issues of trust on our side and on others, people attacking you or your loved ones. If any of this kind of sounds familiar, you're in with the pot with the rest of us. So I want you to hear, when I could hold my balance and step aside into that objective place that the four cornerstones helps us get to, the gifts of what we are being able to do and asked to do are so huge that it almost makes it worth it. So here we go. All of these things which appear negative, which are appearing as great challenges in our lives, are showing up because basically we're in fear of really getting there. We're in fear of, oh my gosh, I'm creating everything. Look at the money flow. Look at the relationships. Look how happy I am. And of course, you know that in lifetimes before, like Atlantis and Lemuria, when we really did move into total acknowledgement and celebration and acceptance of our creative power, we met with demise. Now, if we are in fear of going under again, that ultimately takes us out of not knowing who we are as the creators, which creates us not moving into the time of our good. So basically what we're dealing with here is we're caught in a time warp. Let's do the time warp again, because we're caught in this old fear while we're trying to move into this new total acceptance of, wow, look at all my good. I'm going to experience all my good. I'm going to accept all my good. I'm going to acknowledge all my good that I have created. So this fear literally keeps us from nourishing the celebration of our creation. I want you to listen to those words again. The fear that we're going to go under and all of this great success is going to create our demise again, keeps us from nourishing our celebration of creation. And, of course, the celebration of creation is the final acknowledgement of the creation. And when we keep ourselves from nourishing our celebration of creation, that keeps us repeating the pattern of I created, I am created. So what it looks like is, oh my God, look at everything I'm creating. Isn't this awesome? Uh-oh, I wonder if this is going to keep going. Uh-oh, I wonder when the other shoe's going to drop. Uh-oh, I wonder if I deserve all of this good, blah, blah, blah. So this is our highest claim, and you all know that you have to presently do this with me as the definition of your own energy. So here we go. I'll do it in parts so you can claim it for yourself. I am nourished by the celebration of all my good. I claim this for all cells, water, peptides, electromagnetic fields, for all God energy, extraterrestrial energy, Christ energy, Buddha energy, all energy existing before, now, and forever. I invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light around this claim. I am divine love. And so it is. It's done. It's done. So when things are done and complete, let's move into the celebration and nourish this completeness now for all of us and all energy that wants to participate here. If you want to talk to the channel today, please push 1 now so I can see what kind of lineup I have. Please. I want to invite you to the webinar. It's the last of June. It's all about restructuring the child part of our brain. You all know how important that is by now. We really want to have our child part of our brain on board and bring it out of these fears and this misconception that so many of us have owned since we were very, very, very young. It was amazing for me to do the private sessions and the private work in China and how accurate the channel was. Even working through an interpreter with limited language where we come from different customs and different understandings, and yet in much of the very same ways, our challenges are the same. I worked with a beautiful woman who, she said, I want to know why I go into a job and I think, well, they're not going to want me. And I go into a relationship and I think, well, he's not going to want me. And this played out through her whole life. And immediately I heard in the womb, started in the womb. And I said, well, what was going on in your family about you being wanted that you might have picked up through the womb? And, of course, she broke into tears. And she said, well, you know, I was the girl, and my father only wanted boy children, which is a very prevalent thing in China. And she was the second child, which legally they're not really allowed to have. The state will not support her. And so she was sent off immediately to her grandparents' house so that nobody would acknowledge that they'd had a second child. So she's gone through her entire life expecting not to be wanted because she never has been. You know, how many of us have worked on this show and in our private sessions around not being wanted for things that are quite similar? I mean, it was just so interesting to me how we're all the same energy, how we're all alike, how we're all challenged by knowing our own power. Next week, I am going to roll out for this community this incredible program of videotape lessons that I have created for you about the Four Cornerstones. It's something that you can own, you can buy. It's something that you will want to listen to many times. It is, since the I Love Me weekend and the I Love Me seminar things that we've put together, the most important thing I've done. If you do what's in these videos, you will keep yourself on track. I am happy to say that I was able to do that a lot in China, and I wasn't. So, again, it's a process that we are all on, and I want you to be acknowledging yourself for the beautiful road that you're on of the creation of you. Celebrate every moment that you stay conscious and celebrate all the wonderful accomplishments that you are doing every day. And I can go to the callers, and we're going to start with Karen in Canada. Hi, honey, you're up. Karen, are
Hello?
You there? Hi.
Hello.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hi, Dee. It's like we have a bad connection.
Well, we can hear you, sweetheart. Just talk really loudly.
Okay. I just wanted to talk to you today about a situation that's going on with my son and how it's affecting everything, and I'm not sure what to do about it.
Okay.
He's there's a lot of legal things going on, and it's playing out that a lot of what's happening between him and his wife has been orchestrated and is being manipulated by the new lady that, you know, he was triggered with post-traumatic. I talked to you about this before.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to be the mother to love them all and work through this. But this new lady, it's almost as if she has this belief about the wife, and she's wanting to destroy them. She's a financial girl, and legally she's gotten a lawyer. The other, like my daughter-in-law's gotten a lawyer. But this girl, through my son, they're threatening her. They're trying to take her children from her. So she's taken, my son left, was triggered by by not knowing which way to go in his relationship, which triggered PTSD.
Yeah.
And this lady has.
You know, Karen, the first thing they're telling me loud and clear is that your son really needs help. He needs professional help. He's not going to be able to make his way out of this without professional help.
Done that. He had 8 weeks in one of the best programs in Canada at one of the homes, and this girl went through the program with him. So it's almost like in every aspect of where he is, she's controlling the shots and has...
that's what I mean. He needs help. He needs help to take his own power back. Because
how do we do that?
Right now, he... that's the highest word. Right now, he's kind of a robot of hers.
Oh,
so
you have no idea. I feel it when I'm standing beside him. I can't talk to him because we're not allowed to communicate with him unless it's through text. And I said I would no longer do that because we've never done that before, and I love him. He's not allowed to talk to his wife about the children.
Why is he not allowed to? Who's saying he's not allowed to?
This new lady. She's...
Okay, well, that's what I mean. Look, he's a big boy. He's allowing this. But he's allowing this because he's not functioning percent here. So I don't know if you can do an intervention. I don't know... but I'm going to ask the channel what the highest guidance they want to give you is. book. Give me a song, honey.
I'm a creep.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
Well, but they'll take that, and that's kind of where he's coming from. He thinks he's not able. He thinks he's tainted. He thinks he's sick. He thinks he's not capable. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I know, Karen. Try and stay balanced here. So
I've never met anybody so strong.
I want you to know that, but I want to ask, what do we do? Can we get some guidance?
Yes.
Book, song. Can you give me a movie, please?
A movie. August Rush.
August what?
August Rush.
Oh, about the violin player.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you see, that was very much a movie about people that needed to be reached, and they were able to be reached through their creativity. So talk to me about his creativity. Is that where we're going? Yeah.
Very, he's a very, he is very creative in the sense that I think what scares me is a lot of his creativity was used to manipulate the system, and now all of a sudden she's become aware that between the two of them, they're using that to, it's like they're out to destroy the mom who is the sweetest girl. And I think he's being held hostage by his past, and he's trying to use that to manipulate her to get what he wants, but it's really what the lady wants.
Well,
and it's all about money.
It's not all about money. It's all about power, and money's a part of that power.
Because she's a money girl, and I think that's how she feels her power, uses her power is through the financial side of it. Like,
well, that you have to extricate him from her somehow. You know, and probably the only recourse to do that, Karen, is legally. You have a legal right to meet with your son without her presence, unless he will not agree to that. You see, he knows what's going on. He's just weak, so he's allowing her to run the situation here. And somebody's got to reach him about that, and it's preferably a doctor. He needs mental help.
He has an amazing therapist who I called, and I said to him that I needed to, and he said, I have a right as a mother to meet with him and Travis, but it has to be on his terms. And when I asked him, he said, no, that nothing can be said without her present, which I know was her.
Well, then you've got to let it go, Karen.
But in the meantime, he started reaching back out to me, he's showing up. Although I don't want to have the conversation because I don't want to lose him again. So I wasn't sure which way to go with that, because through the granddaughters, he's allowing me to come to their games. And it's just him and I standing side by side, which means I haven't totally lost him. I just didn't know how to...
Well, use that to regain his trust.
Okay.
You know, they're saying, the channel is saying very clearly, you're right, hold off. Don't attack him. Don't come at him. But it has very much to do with what we're talking about, what I talked about in the first part of this call. It doesn't seem like it. It doesn't seem like it lies in there. But it has to do with the fact that we are not celebrating the absolute in the now, right now. Can you celebrate and nourish the celebration that all of this is handled harmoniously and settled harmoniously and fairly. And ask all the help to come in and help you with this and then turn it over. But can you celebrate it now that it's already done?
I have so much peace about that. Thank you. I do.
Yeah. It's very hard to do in the moment because we're taught to react and fix and be afraid, and that's why we're being caught in this time warp thing. So they're not giving me anything else, but they really want you to focus on doing that and sending love to all of them.
Exactly, and which is what I do, Dee, because you've taught me that, yes. Including her. She's a very hurt little girl.
Especially her. Because
yeah, she's a very hurt little girl.
That's true. And right now, everybody's scared. And that's... So you've got to be the balance. You've got to be the one holding the balance here and doing the work, Karen. Do you understand?
I understand, which is why
I
called
darling.
You. Thank you.
Thanks
God
for calling,
you.
Sweetheart.
Oh,
you too,
thank
baby.
You. Love you.
Bye-bye. Oh, we wish you so much luck, Karen. That's hard on the heart. Patty, how you doing, baby?
I'm okay. Just you described perfectly what's been going on in my life. And any guidance from the channel would be great.
Well, you've gotten the ultimate thing, you know, which is, again, and this they're saying is the answer to everybody who's holding for a call right now or anybody that's listening, to decide and commit to the fact that you're not going to be caught in this time warp anymore, that you are going to nourish in every way the celebration of all your good and allow all the memories in the water and the peptides and the electromagnetic fields, all the past, to be washed clean of that so that we can know right now and celebrate right now the creation of what we want like we already have it. So, you know, I know when stuff like this happens to me, it's got to be up for everybody because stuff just, my life just doesn't have this stuff very much anymore. And it was a real challenge in China. Lovely people. The workshop was incredible. But pretty much everything that was promised to me was not fulfilled. And there were a couple of people that were very hurtful people to other people. So this is going on in your life too, Patty, is this what you're saying?
You know, like setting up to come visit me and not showing up and just disregarding my time.
Yeah.
Just on so many levels.
Yeah, and when I'm saying there's any, if you're bringing in any other part of this or anything, I get to know that this, everything I talked about in the first part of the show is exactly what it is going on for you. That, look, I'm creating everything so great, I'm creating everything so wonderful, but I'm afraid it's all going to go away. I'm afraid my friends are going to go away. I'm afraid the love's going to go away, right?
Yeah.
So that,
I even have family coming to visit this week.
Okay, so I want you to really stay in that I am nourished by the celebration of all my good, okay? And it's
okay.
Created by me now. We've already claimed the rest of it. It's done. If you want to go back and listen to the replay and get it down, I still have time to put it on the e-blast tomorrow. I'll try and do that for everybody so that you've got it on the e-blast. But I get you've claimed it. I get it. It's working for you. Now we just have to hold on to it, Patty.
Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Oh, so good. So good to be back with you guys. Love you, honey.
Love you, too.
Miss Jan. Hi, baby. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Dee?
I'm good, and I'm glad to be hearing from you. What's up?
Well, first of all, I called in to let everybody know about our Facebook page to give you clear information about that. We have a Facebook page. It's called the Conscious Creation Community. It's a private group, which means everything you post on it is only seen by other members. It doesn't show up on your Facebook feed. The only way to get on it is to either find me on Facebook, and it's Jan McKenzie, J-A-N-N, McKenzie, M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, and friend me or send me a message. If you friend me, I can add you immediately. Otherwise, I need your email address, and you can email me at Jan, J-A-N-N, 1155 at AOL.com. If you email me, I can add you with your email address. I send you an invite. And we've got about 80 people so far. I do notes once a week on whatever you say in the beginning of your shows, so I will have the Nourish statement in there later today or tomorrow so everybody can have that. And it's a good place to share your celebration of your creative abilities.
Yeah, and to really share keeping on track, you know, being a community where we really support each other, not in our stories, but in our creation. And
yeah,
I just want to take a moment to thank Jan in front of everybody here and on behalf of everybody, because she serves our community in more ways than you can ever imagine. For me and for you and for getting the information out there and for running things like this that I don't have time or the knowledge to do. So thank you, Jan. We appreciate
you.
Oh,
you're
so
welcome.
Much.
I appreciate that. I did have a comment about the show today. The things I notice is that my base assumption in my life is that everything that happens to me is there for my own good. So if I am seeing people that I can't trust, or I am seeing people that seem to betray me or take advantage of me, it's calling to my attention those beliefs inside myself that allow me to see that. If
Absolutely.
I see people that are not trustworthy, it's because I don't believe in trust in myself or in other people, and they are serving me by coming forward to bring that to my attention. So instead of getting obsessed on what they are doing and all of that, I can bring the focus back to me and say, I trust myself. I trust the world. I love the world. I love myself, and get back to the four corners.
Right.
That's
absolutely,
and
that we always come through for ourselves.
Yes.
And, you know,
yep.
When I was in China and I was getting quiet and saying, okay, what is the biggest lesson that I can learn and take away from this? And the first word they gave me was adaptation. And I want to remind everybody, about 6 months ago or 8 months ago, they said, this year, man, the most important thing you can do is to learn to adapt. Because when you can adapt to whatever comes your way, then you can stay balanced and direct it and remain objective so that you can find within you what you want to rebalance and redefine.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect.
Yep.
The other thing I wanted to bring up was just, I love that Nourish statement. And for me, Nourish pulls me all back into diet, which is what I always experience challenges with. And the way I celebrate is to eat stuff that doesn't necessarily serve my body the best. And
see, now I get a no on that, Jan.
Okay.
I get a, Well, you said the way I celebrate is to go back and eat, and my pendulum flew to no.
Okay. Well, I also do it the other side where I'm feeling bad, and I use food to boost me back up to occupy my time.
Well, that I get a yes on.
Yeah.
So.
And that's how I define celebration, perhaps.
Well, yes, because you see, what we've celebrated before is trying to get there.
Yeah.
And being there is frightening because we've always met our demise. But getting there has been what we've celebrated. Oh, look, I'm getting there. Oh, look, I'm almost there. But when we get close to being there, then we start eating the shit, or then we start thinking negatively, or then we take steps not to support our goodness so that, again, we don't have to get there, go into the fear of our demise by being there, and fall out of nourishing our celebration, because the celebration is the accumulation of getting there, right?
Yes.
So there's your pattern. I eat well and I lose weight, and then I see that I'm getting there, but I can't let myself get there. So then I start eating crap that takes me back to the non-creation of what I want again.
So therefore I can
feel the thrill of getting there.
Right. It's almost like we've always been told it's not the destination, it's the journey. But maybe it is the destination, and that we get so affected on staying in the journey that we never get to the destination.
I get a big yes on that. I get a big, big yes on that. Because, you know, the point is when you get to the destination, everybody, there will be another journey. There will always be a journey. It'll just be a new journey. So don't be afraid of getting to the celebration of actually getting there or getting there again. Go for it. Go for all of it. Celebrate it. And then find where you want to expand from there. Because we all love getting there. But actually getting there doesn't mean there's nowhere else to get to. You're going to find another high to move on to. And so
excellent.
It is. That was a great, so glad you brought that up, Jan, because we got to a lot of really great stuff there. Is there anything else? No. Thank you. And you know what, Jan? Email me all that stuff, and I'll put that in the e-blast, how to do the Facebook thing. Let's put it in writing for them, okay?
Okay. I love you, Dee.
I love you so much, baby. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, we're going to Mike in Connecticut. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Highly motivated, deeply dedicated, mission-oriented, excited, exuberant, enthusiastic, delighted to be alive on this magnificent planet. And I answer the telephone that at work that way, too.
Yes. And are we really doing it, Mike?
Not to the extent I would like to. Although things are getting better. The question I have is, I'm undergoing a lot of changes. My employer is essentially insane, and I know that there's a transition coming. I'm in a 9-year numerologically, which may or may not be relevant, but it feels relevant now. And I'd like to know what I could be doing to get clear and to meet the changes in the best way and to go through them with grace, ease, joy, and glory.
Okay. Well, they want everybody to know that change is coming for all of us. As a matter of fact, we're in the middle of it. So whenever you want to meet anything with grace, you don't fight it. And they're showing me like Tai Chi or the kind of martial arts where if someone comes at you, you go the same direction so that they have to literally move through your energy and your energy doesn't stop or block anything. So
got it.
That's the first one. That's the first message is flow. And adaptation is a lot about flow. The second thing they want you to know is that spiritual people have created a lot of interesting, fun things like numerology, astrology, affirmations. We've created a lot of fun stuff that can either broaden us or limit us considerably.
Got it.
So it's like a doctor saying to you, you only have a month to live. It's like reading in your astrological sign, this is your year of struggle. It's
okay.
Like numerologically, I'm not saying this is the case with you. It's just an example. Like numerologically, this is your year where there's going to be a lot of change and not a lot of movement forward. Now, I want everybody to be very vigilant about these things because that's the same thing that religion did to us for years and years and years by saying you're not worthy to even sit at the foot of Christ. You have to talk through somebody in the church that's higher than you to even communicate with a higher. Do you understand? We have inadvertently created other things to tell us that we are still not in charge of our own creation.
Got it.
Clee, this is all through the channel, yes. Basically, the channel is saying, if you read your astrological year and it says this is a year of struggle for you, you get to sit here and go, well, I'm the creator of my own life. This is the year where I get to nourish the celebration of the completion of all my good. That everything flows, that everything's easy, and whatever is passionate and exciting to me is where I go. And that's pretty much what they want you to focus on, Mike. Where's your passion? Where's your excitement? What rocks your boat? Where would you choose to take your creative abilities right now? You don't have to wait for somebody to decide that you're going to lose something else or be let go from some job. Take your creation into your own hands and move on it now. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. That's everything they're giving me. So go get them. Go really hard. Getting clear about what Mike wants and what makes him passionate, okay?
Got it.
All right, darling. Thank you. Oh, we got some good clarity coming in here today. Hold on. My little thing is plopping around here. All right, Mary in Maryland. Hi, darling. What's up?
Hello, darling. Welcome back.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Well, we sure did miss you.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to just add a thank you to Jan for all that she's doing on the website. It's just wonderful as more and more people are getting involved in it. It's such a great, great vehicle to share.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. And thank you to everybody that's participating.
And I just wanted to say, we had a conversation a few weeks ago before you left, and where we talked about cancer and vaccination, perhaps, and all kinds of different things. And there was a lot of talk this week is about Rika when she came out with her announcement that she now has cancer, and it really threw a lot of people. And I got very clearly that she is going to set a tone for a new way of people approaching cancer. And I wondered if there was anything that the channel might have to say about that.
I get a yes on that. There's going to be a link that I would love everybody to watch tomorrow on the e-blast about we can heal ourselves by a doctor on a TED Talks. It's a very valuable thing to listen to. And so this is to all of us. We don't have to create cancer anymore. To create a reason why to cure it. Now, remember weeks ago, we were given the information that we have not been focused on eliminating cancer. We've been focused on curing it.
Right.
And we need to be calling in the vaccine, demanding the vaccine be given to us, delivered to us, that literally creates no more cancer, just like we created no more polio.
Exactly.
When I say there's anything in the way of doing that, I get a no. But our focus is consistently called upon curing it.
Yeah, and battling it. And
yeah,
that kind of nonsensical or constant, you know, fight for it.
Well, yes, and obviously, if we had a vaccine that prevented cancer, there would be no battle or fight to, to fix it.
Exactly.
Now, there's something else coming in. Hold on, give me a movie.
The Sound of Music.
Okay. Well, we're going, Joy, love is the highest vaccine against cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Joy and love is the greatest cure and creation of health. Mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, and dimensional. And when all this stuff went down to China, and then I got back, and Saturday night, I was supposed to leave 6 a.m. Sunday morning to go do this film in Kansas. I had a boarding pass in my hand as I got an email that it was being canceled because of illness.
Oh, boy.
So there was just yet another, I already knew by that time why all this was happening. But it's, oh, my God, my legs went out. You know, I took the hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to give yourself a chance to get rebalanced. And that's the last place where we want to choose to do the four cornerstones. But as soon as I started going, oh, my God, why is this happening to me, blah, 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 and you know, I counted on this money and, you know, all this stuff, and then I went, whoa, is this loving myself and going to create what I want through the love of myself? Well, no. This has taken me into the victim stuff again.
Yep.
So I fell out of trust with the people. And then I went, wait a minute. There's no reason I should not trust these people. They've been above board about everything. This is old reaction here. So let me get back to love for all energy. Am I in the present moment? Hell no. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, well, what if this and what if I don't have this and how is this going to affect that?
Mm-hmm.
And have I stopped being my own creator? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took me about a half an hour, but it used to take me 20 years.
Exactly.
You know? So,
that four corners stuff is awesome. I'm going to tell you.
I'm telling you this video presentation. that I put together is really invaluable. And if you listen to it, and if you learn it, and if you use it, you can't help but keep your life on track. I mean, they guaranteed it. The channel literally just guaranteed it, because I said, look, don't give me another BS project, you know, that where they're going to sort of kind of get it. And they went, no, this is the clarity. If they do this, their life will work. So,
yeah, I saw this happen to me this week, too, in another way, because I had taken some time off just to clear out some things and clean out some closets and stuff. And the first thing that happened is my computer went down with a virus, and it just went for on and on and on. And, I mean, I felt pretty out of it for a couple of days. I was just mad as hell, and why is this happening to me? And it took me I really had to pull myself back. And once I did, then everything was fixed.
Well, and once we do, we come out of the hell that we've created for ourselves, right?
Yeah, and it was hell.
That's what's hardest for me is that judgment against myself that I left my happy place.
Yeah.
And for what? You go there and you get pissy and moany and victim-y and all that stuff, and it... for absolutely no reason. It's just wasted energy for however long you stay in it.
I know, and I knew it, and it wasn't until I pulled myself out of it that I could really see how far I'd gone down the tube.
I mean, you know, celebrate, nourish and celebrate, right?
Yeah.
The fact that you did that.
Oh, I am. Trust me, I feel so much better.
All righty.
All right, honey.
And
welcome back. I love you so.
Everything, Mary. I love you, honey.
I love you too, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Miss Ann in Austin, what's up?
Hi, Dee. It is such an honor to talk to you. Hello.
Well, thank you, darling. I'm glad to talk to you. What's going on?
I have been experiencing just a lot of anxiety the past couple of weeks, and I think it has to do with my relationship. I recently reunited with an ex-boyfriend, and he's going through AA. He's in recovery right now. And I thought this is finally it. We're going to get married and have a family. But, you know, this is just there's a lot of struggle.
Okay. This is going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Because what the channel is saying is that it doesn't really have to do with that. It has to do with the weather.
The weather?
The weather. Have you been plagued with a lot of these rains and...
Yeah. There's huge floods here in all over Texas.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know where we're going, Ann, but the water, hold on, because I've really got to get balanced here. The water, as you know, everybody should know this from the shows, or if you read Getting Stuff, there's a whole chapter on it. But water, as you know, holds memory from the time it ever was.
Okay.
And this water that's coming down, the highest word they're giving me is mistrust. The water that's been hitting that area is holding a lot of memory of mistrust. Mm. And that's why you're plugging into that again about this relationship with him. When I say there's any really a real reason to go into mistrust or doubt, I get a no. Has he given you a reason to go back into doubt?
Well, it's just difficult because he's still struggling with his drinking, and you know, he gets very cranky at times, and we had to cut a vacation short because he was struggling and had to come home, and it just makes me wonder if I'm just setting myself up to fail in a relationship that's not going to work. Because I've had a pattern of doing that in the past, and I'm scared that I'm repeating that pattern.
Well, you don't move on the relationship until you're sure.
Yeah.
But in the creative process that they're talking about with us today, you have to create being sure and create seeing the relationship completed as successful and beautiful. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you take the steps on this plane. Hold on.
Okay.
To make sure that you have all your ducks in a row. But you see, there's that enigma place that confuses us, because while we're seeing it and seeing it completed and celebrating it and seeing it the way we want it to be, we still take steps on this plane to ensure the creation of it. In other words, you continually create the trust, you continually create the love, you continually create seeing him well and happy and stable. And until you're experiencing that all the time on this plane, you don't move on solidifying the relationship.
Okay.
Do you understand how you do both of them at the same time?
I think so. I think I've just gotten ahead of myself I think I just get ahead of myself a lot, and I think too much in the future, and I don't pay attention to the present.
That's true, and that's because you need to get to, what is the need in you, Anne, that's so desperate that you need not this relationship, but any relationship to work? Give me a song.
I'm headed for a heartbreak.
Yeah, okay. Let me hurry up and solidify this relationship before I'm heartbroken again. But you have to understand that the heartbreak has always come because you've solidified. Do you understand?
The heartbreak comes because I've solidified?
Yeah. The heartbreak has come because you've solidified the relationship. So you've got to know whatever the opposite of heartbreak is, baby. So what would be the opposite of heartbreak for you?
Joy.
Okay. So I am the creation of joy in every relationship that I enter into. And the more successful the relationship is, and the more I complete that relationship, the more joyful I am and the more joy I create. Because now you're focused on what if. I've done this before, what if?
Right.
And the memory in the water that's coming down there is really bringing this up for you. So, again, everything we did at the beginning applies to this, has balanced this. You keep your joy focused on the joy relationship, because you're not going to allow anything less than that anymore.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling in. Oh, my gosh. And our time is gone, guys. It's trying so hard to get to so many people. I'm so glad to be back with you. Read the e-blast and please look at some of the clicks I've got on it. They're very valuable for you, especially with what we're talking about today. Celebrate everything you're accomplishing, the big things, the little things. Really nourish your celebration of every creation, especially the creation of you. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.